Our story today is called It Goes Fast by Whitney Fleming. You can feel like you're losing them during the teenage years, even though they're right there in front of you. One day you're laughing and getting along, the next you feel like you're sitting with a stranger you don't know in the least. They might be unrecognizable, growing 6 inches in a span of 6 months. They might have changed personalities from sweet and loving to salty and stoic. They might have changed their interests, their focus, their dreams. You lose them to their phones, you lose them to their rooms, you lose them to their friends, their activities, their jobs. You may feel desperate to cling to the child you once knew, the one who adored you, who got along with you, or whose hand you thought you'd hold forever. You may feel like crying from their constant rejection. You feel lost when you can't get them back on track. You may feel insignificant when they ignore or lash out. You'll grow impatient with the status of your relationship. You'll feel frustrated with the push and pull. You'll grieve what's no longer there. You'll pull back. You'll say less. You'll watch from afar. You'll take whatever interaction you can get, even if it's always on their terms. You'll pick and choose your battles because you're tired of so many battles. You'll try and stay available, even though they're mostly unavailable. Then one day, when you least expect it, you'll feel something shift. You'll see glimpses of the person they're becoming, and you begin to look forward to seeing what they'll do with their life. You start to learn about their new interests, their new passions, their new sense of self. You'll begin building a new relationship, one where you're no longer their sun, your job is to be their moon, connected by a force so strong it'll never break. You'll follow them along, providing light in their darkest moments, direction when needed. Sometimes your presence is large and looming, sometimes it's small, barely seen by the naked eye. But you'll always be there. It won't be perfect. It won't be what it was. But if you can survive losing your teen for a little bit, what happens when they come back to you can be even more beautiful. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.